Instructions for operation and care of the APH-GE Model 3-5196A cassette recorder player. This recorded edition of operating instructions has been prepared for blind and visually impaired users. Control keys, switches, and related features will be described with respect to the way they feel to someone operating the machine rather than the way they appear to someone looking at a photograph or diagram. This recording is tone indexed for your convenience in locating specific sections. To find a marked section, first read the table of contents, then place your machine in fast forward and count the required number of tones to take you to the desired section. Resume playing the tape at that point. Before we go on, here is an important message about using your recorder player on battery power. Battery operation. This machine is fitted with a rechargeable nickel-cadmium NiCad battery pack. The machine comes to you with the battery pack installed and ready for use. However, the battery may not be fully charged when you receive it. You should plug the power cord of the machine into house current and charge the battery for about 16 hours to be certain that a full charge has been established. When the machine's power cord is connected to a source of electrical house current, you can use the machine even as the battery is being charged. Otherwise, if you are not using the machine, turn it off, have all control keys in their up position, while the battery is being charged. When the battery is run down, leaving the line cord connected to house current will recharge the battery in about 16 hours. In the play mode, the recorder should deliver about 10 hours of service on a full charge. In the record mode, you can expect 5 to 6 hours per full charge. Though the charging circuit is designed to guard against overcharging the battery, we recommend that you charge the battery and then disconnect the power cord. Use the machine on its battery until volume begins to fade. Then recharge the battery, using it on house current during the charging process if necessary. Do not worry about leaving the machine connected to house current for occasional periods greater than 16 hours. Just make it a general practice to charge the battery and then disconnect the charger for normal operation. Under normal operating conditions, the rechargeable battery pack should last for about 1,000 charge and discharge cycles. A power adapter is built into the machine. The AC line cord is stored in a compartment at the rear of the machine. Eventually, you may need to replace the battery pack. Installing the battery pack is something which most people will be able to do. The APH catalog number for the battery pack for the Model 3-5196A recorder player is 1-07070-00. This recorder features AC-DC operation with rechargeable battery, two speeds, standard 1 and 7/8 and 15/16 inches per second speed for talking books, 4-track record and playback for use with pre-recorded Library of Congress, Recording for the Blind, and APH cassettes. Lightweight construction for increased convenience and portability, and automatic end-of-tape shutoff, plus built-in variable speed control and tone indexing. Each function of the machine will be described. Please listen to each full section of instructions until the function has been explained. We encourage you to examine each operation carefully before proceeding to the next. If necessary, feel free to stop the machine while conducting this examination. The spoken instructions will resume at the place where the tape was stopped. Table of Contents. Warranty, Tone 1. Keep track of serial number, Tone 2. A word picture of the machine, Tone 3. Control keys, Tone 4. Volume and tone controls, Tone 5. Side select switch, Tone 6. Speed select switch, Tone 7. Variable speed control, Tone 8. Record index tone button, Tone 9. Built-in microphone, Tone 10. Monitor switch, Tone 11. Jack panel, Tone 12. Tape motion sensing window, Tone 13. Power cord storage compartment, Tone 14. Inserting or removing cassettes, Tone 15. Tape playback, Tone 16. Pause key, Tone 17. Standard 2-track recordings, Tone 18. 4-track record and play, Tone 19. 2-track, 4-track, and stereo cassettes, tone 20. Rewind, review, tone 21. Fast forward, preview, tone 22. Automatic stop, tone 23. Playback through headphone, tone 24. Recording with built-in microphone, tone 25. Recording with a remote microphone, tone 26. Recording through the auxiliary input jack, tone 27. Tone index feature, tone 28. Voice index feature, tone 29. Erasing tape, tone 30. Preventing accidental erasure, tone 31. Operating checklist, tone 32. Safety, tone 33. Cleaning the heads, tone 34. Cabinet care, tone 35. Service, tone 36. Warranty. Tape recorder and reproducer warranty and repair information. This APH equipment is under warranty for a period of 1 year from the date of shipment. If your equipment is more than 1 year old and in need of servicing, please send a full description of the problem along with your authorized quota order, purchase order, credit card information, or check for $18 to cover the cost of examining and estimating needed repairs. Include the form below if paying by credit card or check. Without the $18 estimation fee, your equipment will be returned after 30 days, neither estimated nor repaired. After our estimate, you will receive our cost and recommendations regarding your equipment. If you elect not to have the equipment repaired, we will return it to you via free matter insured. If you elect to have it repaired, the initial $18 will be applied toward the cost of repairs. If no response is received in 60 days, your equipment will be returned to you unrepaired. There is a 90-day warranty on labor and parts for repair work performed by APH. Warranty does not apply to customer modifications, misuse, abuse, or parts not previously needed. The $18 service fee will be waived during all warranty periods. The shipping address is American Printing House for the Blind, 1839 Frankfort Avenue, P.O. Box 6085, Louisville, Kentucky, 40206. Please indicate method of payment covering $18 service fee: MasterCard, Visa, Discover, money order, or check. Card number, expiration date, signature, address. Keep track of serial number. To conform to some state laws and in the event service should be required, you may need to provide both model and serial numbers. Record the serial number and keep it where you will be able to find it should you need it. This number is located inside the power cord storage compartment. A word picture of the machine. As we explore together the various features and controls of the APH GE Model 3-5196A cassette recorder player, we assume that the machine has been placed on a flat surface with a carrying handle toward you. The cassette machine is a bit over 11 inches deep, 9 inches wide, and 3 inches high. It weighs about 4.5 pounds with battery and is gray in color. It is fitted with rubber feet on the bottom to prevent skidding. It has molded feet in the rear for use in the vertical position. The carrying handle, which now should be facing you, pulls outward from the machine for a distance of about 2 inches. When not in use, the handle can be pushed back into the body of the machine. Control keys. All function controls are on the top panel of the machine. The cassette retaining door is on the right, behind the function keys. Please examine the row of keys on the top panel of the machine. They may remind you of piano keys or the keys of a Braille writer. They are located in the right portion of the machine, about an inch back from the front edge of the top panel. Here are the keys we will encounter if we move along the row of function keys in a right-to-left direction. 1. Pause, marked with a raised vertical line about a quarter of an inch long. 2. Stop, eject, marked with a raised print letter X. 3. Fast forward, preview, marked with a raised arrow pointing to the right toward the stop eject key. 4. Rewind, review, marked with a raised arrow pointing to the left toward the play key. 5. Play, marked with a raised circle. 6. Record. This key has a smooth, unmarked surface. Volume and tone controls. You will find the volume control about half an inch in from the left edge of the machine. To increase volume, push the control away from you. The tone control is to the right of the volume control. Both tone and volume controls are squared knobs which slide either toward or away from you. Side select switch. The machine is equipped for 4-track Monaro play and record. The side select switch is to the right of the tone control. To play or record on sides 1 and 2, move the switch toward you. For sides 3 and 4, move it away from you. There are raised markings at the ends of the channel in which the switch travels. On the near end of the channel, you will feel 2 horizontal lines about an eighth of an inch apart. On the far end of the channel, the setting for sides 3 and 4, there is a single raised line. Speed select switch. The machine is able to play and record both at 1 and 7/8 and 15/16 inch per second speeds. The speed control switch is to the right of the side select switch. To play or record at 1 and 7/8 inches per second, move the switch toward you. For 15/16 inch per second operation, push the switch away from you. Raised dots have been placed at each end of the channel in which this switch slides. The fast speed setting is marked with 2 raised dots side by side. A single dot marks the slow speed setting. When operating the machine in fast forward or rewind for extended periods of time, the tape will move more quickly if the speed switch is set for 1 and 7/8 inches per second. Variable speed control. To locate the variable speed control, place your finger on the tone control knob. Push this control away from you to its stop. Move your finger along the same line of travel. About an inch beyond the tone control knob, you will feel another knob which slides within a slot and in a left-to-right direction. This is the variable speed control. As you slide this switch from side to side, you will feel a kind of bump as you move to the right from the left end of its path. This bump is called a detent. This is where the variable speed control should be set if you want to listen to a tape at normal speed. Sliding the control all the way to the left decreases listening speed to 80% of normal. Sliding the switch to the right increases tape speed almost to double the normal speed. This control is disconnected when the machine is in the record mode. It is best to place it in the normal position before recording to avoid off-speed playback. Record index tone button. With the variable speed switch in the normal position, place your finger upon it and move away from you to find the index tone button. It is about 2 inches from the variable speed switch. This button allows you to place a momentary tone signal on your recording to mark selected sections for quick access. Built-in microphone. This recorder has a built-in microphone of excellent quality. The microphone is just to the right of the tone control towards the front of the recorder. The opening through which sound passes is a horizontal slot about 1/4 inch long and 1/8 inch wide. This microphone is sensitive enough to pick up normal conversation in an average room. When using the built-in microphone, talk normally. The recorder's automatic level control, ALC, will adjust volume to the correct recording level regardless of the position of the volume or tone controls. Monitor switch. Move your finger across the built-in microphone in a direction away from the front of the machine. Just beyond the microphone, you will find the monitor switch. To record using the built-in microphone, move the switch toward you to the on position. To listen to, monitor what is being recorded while using a remote microphone or the auxiliary input jack, the switch must be slid away from you to the off or monitor position. Jack panel. The jack panel is on the front of the machine beneath a pull-out handle. From left to right, jacks on this panel are 1. Earphone. 2. Remote operation. 3. External microphone. 4. Auxiliary output. 5. Auxiliary input. Tape motion sensing window. Located near the center of the cassette door is an opening which enables you to feel the cassette motion indicator. If you place your finger in this opening, you will feel a raised dot. This dot is on the end of the take-up spindle. When the machine is in the record, play, rewind, review, or fast-forward preview condition, you can feel this motion indicator move as the spindle to which it is attached turns. Be sure to use a very light touch when examining the motion indicator. Never use heavy or prolonged pressure. This could stop rotation of the take-up reel and cause tape to jam in the machine. In the near left portion of the cassette door, you will feel a circle about the size of a dime. Within this border are the letters GE, indicating General Electric. Power cord storage compartment. The storage compartment for the power cord of the 3-5196A recorder player is located on the rear panel of the machine. Its rectangular opening measures about 1.5 inches by just under 4 inches. To release the power cord from the compartment so that it can be connected to house current, grip the plug and gently pull on it. The power cord should follow and eventually be extended fully. To return the cord to the compartment, begin at the machine end of the cord. Fold the cord back and forth on itself in about 6-inch lengths. When it has been folded so that only the plug and a bit of cord remains at the end, the resulting bundle can be inserted into the compartment. Allow the power plug to be the last to enter the compartment so that it will be easy to remove when it is needed. This completes the word picture of the APH Model 3-5196A cassette recorder player. Now we will discuss modes and functions and actual operation in detail. Inserting or removing cassettes. The stop eject key, the second key from the right, is marked by a raised print letter X. Press this key to stop the recorder, eject a cassette, and open the cassette door. Internal interlocking makes it impossible to open the cassette door unless all controls, except the pause key, are in the off up position. To insert or remove a cassette, you must first press stop eject to return all keys to their off position. Then press stop eject again. This will cause the cassette carry door to open. If no tape control keys are depressed, the cassette carry door will open with the first press of the stop eject key. When inserting a cassette, position the cassette with the first side to be used facing up. For example, to insert this instruction cassette into the recorder, position the cassette with its braille label facing up. The thicker edge of the cassette, the side with the openings which expose the tape, should be facing outward from the machine. Open the cassette door and gently slide the cassette, thin edge first, into the carry compartment on the underside of the door until a click is heard. The braille label should face upward rather than down toward the body of the machine. Then close the cassette door. Tape playback. Now that we have examined the machine, we begin by learning how to use it to play cassettes. First, please check the following controls for the proper mode of operation. Set the volume control to minimum, moved toward you. This will prevent sound burst. Set the speed switch for normal speed, moved toward you. Be sure the pause key is released from the locked down position and is even with a stop eject key. Set tape speed and track select switches to positions as follows. To play or record standard mono cassettes, set the tape speed switch to 1 7/8 IPS. Set track select for sides 1 and 2. This machine is not designed to play stereo cassettes. If you were to try to play a standard stereo cassette, you would hear the left channel only. The tape speed switch should be set to 1 7/8 IPS. The track select should be set for sides 1 and 2. To play or record talking book cassettes, set the tape speed switch to 15/16 IPS. Track select should be set for sides 1 and 2 for the first and second side of a cassette. The 3 and 4 settings should be used the second time around. To listen to a tape cassette, place a cassette in the machine and rewind it to its starting position if necessary. Press the play key. This is the 5th one from the right. It is marked with a raised circle. Set the volume control for comfortable listening. Pause key. This control, the rightmost key on the row of control keys, marked with a raised vertical line, can be most helpful. When recording, it enables you to stop operation momentarily without resetting other control keys. Press the pause key to stop tape movement in either play or record modes. The key will be held down below the level of the stop eject key just to its left. To resume operation, press pause again. The key will pop up and operation will continue. When the recorder is in fast forward or rewind, the pause control should be released. If it is engaged, the automatic end of tape stop will not work. Also, if your recorder seems not to be playing or recording, check the pause key first. Be sure that it is released and not preventing movement of the tape transport mechanism. Standard two-track recordings. When recording or playing standard cassettes, the track or side select switch always must be left in the 1-2 position toward you. Two-track tape heads are used in standard monaural cassette recorder players and use 1/2 the width of the tape for side 1. To play or record the remaining half, side 2, you must flip the cassette over. 4-track record and play. To provide optimum play and record time and performance for 4-track and 2-speed operations, General Electric, jointly with APH and the Library of Congress, adopted a tape head configuration specifically for the Talking Book application. Conventional recorders play and record monaural programs which have only 2 tracks, one on each side of the cassette. Stereo recorders are capable of play and record modes for stereo program material. For stereo, 2 tracks are used at the same time for left and right channels. This recorder player is not designed for use with stereo tapes, since only the left channels, one at a time, can be played on your APH recorder. The right channels will play backwards and sound garbled. The APH monaural tape recorder can play each of the 4 tracks separately. This allows you to use all 4 tracks of the cassette for extended operation. The track select switch is used for playback of Talking Book cassettes and standard cassettes. Talking Book cassettes use only 1/4 of the tape for each track. To record or play back track 1, set the track select switch to the 1-2 position. To play or record side 2, when you have finished with side 1, flip the cassette over to use side 2. To use side 3, flip the cassette over again and set the track select switch to the 3-4 position. To use side 4, flip the cassette over again with a switch in the 3-4 position. Tapes recorded at 15/16 IPS, slow speed, and in a 4-track format such as APH Talking Book cassettes allow 4 hours of playback on one C60 recorded cassette. C90, 90-minute cassettes, can hold 6 hours of monaural recording at the Talking Book speed. 2-track, 4-track, and stereo cassettes. Many people have contacted the American Printing House for the Blind with questions or comments such as, "Where can I buy a blank 4-track cassette? My store doesn't handle blank stereo cassettes. What can I do? How can I tell if my cassette is a 2- or 4-track cassette?" etc. Standard blank cassettes can be used to make 2-track, 4-track, stereophonic, or monophonic recordings. It is the tape head in the recorder which determines what kind of recording format is being placed on the tape. Whether you intend to make 2- or 4-track, normal or slow speed recordings, standard cassettes will work in your APH Model 3-5196A machine. Rewind, review. The 4th key from the right is the rewind key. It is marked with a raised arrow which points left toward play. Press this key to run the tape back to the beginning or to a spot on the tape which has passed. When you have rewound the desired amount of tape, press Stop Eject. You can review or rewind a portion of the tape by pressing and holding down the rewind key with the machine in the play mode. If there are index tones on the tape, you will be able to hear them. Otherwise, you may be able to find silent places between sections of recorded material. The tape will rewind until you release the rewind key. Then the machine will immediately resume playing. Fast forward preview. The fast forward key is the third key from the right end of the row of function keys. It has a raised arrow which points to the right toward the stop eject key. It performs exactly as does rewind review, except that in this case the tape travels in a forward rather than reverse direction. Automatic stop. When your recorder is operating in the record or play modes and the end of tape is reached, the machine automatically will shut itself off both electrically and mechanically. A tape tension sensing device signals the tape transport mechanism to stop and turn off the machine. The play and record key or keys will switch to the off-up position. Automatic stop will work both in the rewind and fast forward modes, but only if the pause key is released. Playback through headphone. The headphone jack is the leftmost jack on the jack panel. It accepts a 3.5mm miniature plug. A Monaro headphone is available from the American Printing House and is APH catalog number 1-07082-00. When a headphone is connected to the headphone jack, the loudspeaker within the machine is disabled. Recording with the built-in microphone. Having explored various aspects of tape playback, it is time to consider the making of recordings. For operating convenience, when recording with the built-in microphone, begin by inserting the cassette on which you plan to make your recording. Use the procedure for inserting tape, which we already have discussed. Next, press the record key. The play key will depress automatically at the same time. Now you are recording. If the record key does not depress, read the section on preventing accidental erasure. For best results, place the recorder so that the built-in microphone is exposed to the sound source and as close to it as possible. The recorder's built-in automatic level control, ALC, will set the recording volume for best results. The volume control knob on the machine does not affect recording volume. It is a listening volume control exclusively. When you have finished recording, press the stop eject key. Recording with a remote microphone, optional. To record with the optional remote microphone, APH catalog number 1-07160-00, insert the larger of the two plugs into the microphone jack and the smaller of the two ends into the remote jack, and follow the instructions for recording with the built-in microphone. Note that the remote microphone has an on-off switch that enables you to start and stop the tape recorder by remote control. In the on position, the switch on the remote control microphone is toward the microphone element. Use the cassette motion indicator to check that the switch is on or off. When you have finished your recording, press the stop eject key to turn the machine off completely. When the remote control or external microphone is used, the built-in microphone is turned off automatically. Recording through the auxiliary input jack. The rightmost jack of the jack panel is the auxiliary input jack. There may be times when you wish to record programming from a radio or make a copy of material from another tape recorder. Instead of using a microphone to make such recordings, connect one end of a shielded patch cord having a 3.5mm miniature plug to the auxiliary input jack. With a suitable plug at the other end of the cord, connect it to the earphone or external amplifier output of the radio or tape recorder whose programming you wish to record. Then place your APH Model 3-5196A in the record mode by pressing the record key. You will be able to listen to the incoming material by switching the monitor switch to the on position. Note that the resulting signal from the recorder's loudspeaker may be louder than you like. You also may monitor the incoming program by connecting a suitable set of earphones to the recorder's output jack the leftmost jack on the jack panel. When recording via the auxiliary input jack, the built-in microphone is turned off. Tone index feature. If the tone indexing button is pressed when the machine is recording, a 70 Hz tone is recorded on the tape along with whatever else you are recording. Holding this button down at a page, section, or chapter break leaves an auditory bookmark there. With the machine in the play mode, if you press Fast Forward Preview or Rewind Review, these low-pitched tones will stand out as high-pitched beeps. As we have said, this recording has been tone indexed, both for your convenience and to give you experience with tone indexing. Note, in preview or review modes, an index signal recorded for 10 seconds is about equal to a 1 second beep sound. Experiment with the length of signals and spacing between signals to find the best pattern for your needs. Voice index feature. Voice indexing enables you to label a section of a recording with a voice label rather than a tone. Then, by listening in fast forward, you can stop the tape when the appropriate voice index label is heard. To make a voice index label, depress Fast Forward and Record keys and speak the label information on the tape track adjacent to the track containing the material to be labeled. If you want to label a section of tape on side 1, first set the side select switch to the sides 3 and 4 setting, away from you, and then make your label. Practice with unimportant material to develop the technique. Erasing tape. When we want to erase a bit of tape, most frequently we simply record over the material we wish to remove. Since this machine has a built-in microphone, simply to let the machine run in the record mode might accidentally record new material over the old program. If you want to erase a bit of tape in this way, place the machine in the record mode and switch the monitor switch to the off position, moved away from you. If you want to erase an entire cassette, the most efficient way of doing this is by using a bulk eraser. These devices are available through most audio equipment stores. Preventing accidental erasure. Whenever you make a recording, any existing recording on that section of the tape is erased. If you have a recording you want to keep, push in the tab at the left end of the rear side of the cassette. You can do this with a Braille stylus or the tip of a ballpoint pen. The tab is a small rectangle or square. When a cassette with its tab pushed in is inserted in the machine, accidental erasure is prevented. There is a lever in the record mechanism which locks the record key in the up position. If you want to be able to record on a cassette which has had its accident prevention tabs pushed in, simply place a piece of cellophane tape over the holes formed when you pushed in the tabs. Operating checklist. If you experience difficulty, please review and check the following items. Is the cassette side select switch set properly? Is the tape speed switch set to the speed of the tape you want to use? Does the tape motion indicator show that the take-up reel is turning? If there is no tape movement, is the unit in the pause mode? Is the volume control turned up above minimum, or are earphones plugged into the earphone jack? If the play button will not engage, stay down. Either you have a defective tape or you are at the end of one side of a tape. If you are at the end of a side, either flip the tape over or rewind it to the beginning of the side. If the record button will not engage, either you are using a recorded tape with its accidental record prevention tab removed, or there is no tape in the machine. Most tapes, either blank ones or commercial recordings, come with a leader tape at each end of the tape. This leader material cannot be used for recording. Depending on your recording speed, you must wait from 10 to 20 seconds from the start of a side before actually recording on that track. Safety. As with any AC-operated product, precautions should be observed during handling and use to prevent electrical shock. Electronic products of this type should not be immersed in water or used in bathing areas when it is connected to AC power. Extreme temperatures such as found near a hot radiator, in a car trunk, or on a car seat when it's parked in the summer sun may damage the cabinet or components in your recorder. Never leave the machine in play mode with power turned off, that is, when tape is not moving, as damage to your tape recorder may result. Cleaning the heads. Iron oxide particles from the magnetic tape will, in time, build up on the parts that come in direct contact with the tape. These deposits can cause incomplete erasure, a muffled sound during playback, and may prevent automatic stop. It is recommended that the heads and capstan be cleaned after every 25 hours of use, more often if playback has deteriorated. To clean, use a cotton swab moistened with an audio head cleaner solution or isopropyl alcohol, then wipe dry with another swab. Always unplug the power cord when using a liquid cleaner and allow 30 minutes drying time. Note, the capstan is a vertical shaft against which a rubber wheel, the pinch roller, is pressed whenever the machine is in record or play mode. The tape is pressed between the capstan and pinch roller. A simpler way of cleaning the heads in your recorder is through the use of a tape head cleaning cassette, APH catalog number 1-07180-00. This is a special cassette which contains a ribbon-like material impregnated with a cleaning agent. Simply play it as if it were a regular cassette. Cabinet care. The cabinet should be cleaned with a soft cloth dampened with water only. Be sure the power cord is unplugged. Never use a polish or strong cleaning agent on the cabinet, since these can damage its finish. Do not store your recorder in an excessively hot place. Service. To keep your machine operating as efficiently as possible, we recommend that you follow the operating practice recommended in the battery operation section of this tape. This product should be serviced only by those specially trained in appropriate servicing techniques. Be sure to read the warranty information near the beginning of this recording. When service is needed, contact the repair department at the American Printing House for the Blind. Keep track of the serial number of your machine as well as the date the machine was purchased or received by you as a gift. We advise you to keep all packing materials used to ship your recorder. The shipping container will protect the recorder properly should you need to return it for repair to the American Printing House for the Blind. Built by General Electric for the American Printing House for the Blind. American Printing House for the Blind, 1839 Frankfort Avenue, Louisville, Kentucky, 40206. Mailing address, P.O. Box 6085, Louisville, Kentucky, 40206-0085. Telephone, 502-895-2405. Fax, 502-895-1509. Toll-free telephone, 800-223-1839.